Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grant is Ron Chernow's large-scale biography of Ulysses S. Grant, presented in this edition as an unabridged audiobook narrated by Mark Bramhall. Although the submitted metadata lists Bramhall, his role is narrator rather than author. The book belongs to the tradition of comprehensive presidential and military biography, but its purpose is revisionist in the best historical sense. Chernow examines a figure, often reduced to caricature as a drunk, a crude battlefield butcher, or a failed president, and replaces that image with a more complicated portrait of a gifted commander, flawed political leader, and morally serious defender of Reconstruction. The narrative follows Grant from his obscure Ohio and Missouri beginnings through the Mexican War, business failures, Civil War command, presidency, financial ruin, and final literary achievement. Its central value lies in connecting private character to public consequence, showing how Grant's weaknesses and virtues shaped decisions during the most violent and unsettled period of American history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing Grant beyond the familiar image of drunk soldier and failed president. A major purpose of Chernow's biography is to test the inherited image of Grant against a fuller historical record. Grant had long been described through a narrow set of accusations: alcoholism, ruthless generalship, and presidential incompetence. Chernow does not deny the basis for some criticism, but he argues that the standard caricature obscures the scale of Grant's achievement and the complexity of his limitations. The book treats alcohol as a real and recurring vulnerability, not as a total explanation of his life. It also distinguishes battlefield aggression from mindless brutality, showing that Grant understood the strategic necessity of sustained pressure against Confederate armies. In politics, Chernow separates Grant's personal honesty from the corruption of associates and factions around him. This reframing matters because historical reputation often hardens around simplified moral labels. Grant emerges as neither saint nor failure, but as a leader whose plain manner concealed unusual endurance, clarity, and commitment. Chernow's method is cumulative by tracking Grant across failure, war, office, scandal, and illness. The biography demonstrates why a single stereotype cannot carry the weight of the evidence. Secondly, Civil War command built on persistence, coordination, and strategic realism. Chernow presents Grant's military importance as the result of temperament as much as tactical skill. Grant did not fit the model of a flamboyant commander. His strength lay in recognizing that the Union had to convert material superiority into continuous action, coordinated movement, and pressure on Confederate armies, rather than merely occupying territory. The biography follows his rise from Western campaigns to national command, emphasizing how victories at places such as Fort Donelson, Vicksburg, and Chattanooga revealed a commander able to recover from setbacks and think operationally. Chernow also places Grant's relationship with Abraham Lincoln at the center of the war effort. Lincoln needed a general who would fight with steadiness and accept the grim arithmetic of total national conflict. Grant, in turn, understood that war aims had evolved beyond reunion alone toward the destruction of slavery as a military and moral system. The book does not portray him as infallible. Battles such as Shiloh exposed errors and heavy losses. Yet Chernow shows that Grant's capacity to learn, persist, and coordinate large forces made him indispensable to Union victory. Thirdly, alcoholism, self-command, and the limits of personal will. One of the most distinctive elements of Chernow's portrait is the sustained attention to Grant's struggle with alcohol. The biography treats alcoholism neither as gossip nor as a convenient explanation for every reversal. Instead, it becomes a lens for understanding isolation, stress, shame, and dependence on trusted companions. Grant's worst drinking episodes often occurred during periods of separation, boredom, or professional uncertainty, while his greatest achievements came when duty, structure, and supportive relationships gave him stability. This approach complicates the heroic biography model. Grant's courage did not consist of never being weak. It consisted partly in functioning under the knowledge of a weakness that could destroy him. Chernow also shows how opponents in rumor networks used alcohol to undermine him, sometimes exaggerating genuine incidents into political weapons. The subject is important because it links private vulnerability to public leadership without reducing one to the other. Grant's discipline in war and his lapses in other settings existed in the same person. The biography thereby presents character as uneven, situational, and dependent on context rather than as a fixed moral essence. Fourthly, Reconstruction, Black citizenship, and the fight against white supremacist violence. Chernow gives unusual weight to Grant's role in Reconstruction and the defense of newly won rights for Black Americans. This is central to the book, Reassessment of His Presidency. Grant supported constitutional and federal efforts to protect citizenship, voting rights, and public order in the former Confederacy. His administration used federal power against the Ku Klux Klan and other violent organizations that sought to reverse emancipation through terror. Cherno presents this not as a minor episode, but as one of the strongest claims for Grant historical importance after the Civil War. The biography also shows the limits of what Grant could achieve. The Northern commitment to Reconstruction weakened, economic crisis shifted public attention, and legal and political resistance narrowed the reach of federal enforcement. This tension gives the presidency a tragic dimension. Grant recognized the danger posed by organized racial violence, but his tools and political support eroded over time. By foregrounding this struggle, Cherno challenges older evaluations that judge Grant mainly by scandals. The book asks readers to weigh administrative failure against a serious, if incomplete, defense of equal citizenship. Lastly, presidential scandals, misplaced loyalty. And the final recovery through memoir, Cherno's treatment of Grant presidency is balanced because it does not excuse corruption but locates its causes with care. Grant was personally honest, yet he repeatedly trusted men who exploited his loyalty, military habits, and reluctance to suspect betrayal. Scandals such as the Whiskey Ring damaged his administration and reinforced later claims that he was politically naive. Cherno argues that this weakness was linked to a broader trait. Grant valued personal fidelity and could be slow to recognize predation in friends or allies. The biography also addresses moral failures of Grant's own, including General Order No. 11 during the Civil War, which expelled Jews from a military district and which he later regretted. The final chapters add another reversal. After leaving office, Grant suffered financial ruin through association with a dishonest business partner, then wrote his memoirs while dying of cancer. With support from Mark Twain publication arrangement, the personal memoirs became a major literary and financial success for his family. This ending reinforces the book's recurring pattern: collapse followed by disciplined recovery, with reputation remade through plainspoken endurance. In conclusion, Grant is best suited for readers who want a deeply researched biography that connects military history, presidential politics, Reconstruction, and private character in one continuous account. It will especially reward readers interested in the Civil War, the history of federal civil rights enforcement, and the problem of judging public figures whose records contain both serious flaws and consequential achievements. The audiobook edition has an additional strength in Mark Bramhall narration, which helps sustain a long and densely detailed work without reducing its complexity. The practical benefit of the book is not a simple leadership formula, but a richer understanding of how persistence, judgment, loyalty, weakness, and institutional pressure interact in public life. Its intellectual benefit lies in correcting a flattened historical reputation. Compared with many presidential biographies, Cherno's work stands out because it refuses to isolate Grant the general from Grant the president or Grant the private man. Compared with more specialized Civil War studies, it gives equal attention to the post-war struggle over citizenship and national memory. The book differentiates itself by making Reconstruction central to Grant's legacy, by treating alcoholism with seriousness rather than sensationalism, and by showing how an outwardly ordinary man became decisive in extraordinary national crises. If you would like to support Mark Bramhall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.